tonight on the Mac to the future. Go live cast. Lots of updates, mostly labeled 14.1. And man, was this an update? Well, yeah, it was an update. I mean, it says it right here in our show notes. Also, Apple invents music television again. And greetings, everyone. Welcome to the Mac to the Future Livecast. Go! Or however, you know, I change that like every single week, and I don't know why. But one thing that does not change is Mr. Warren Sklar. No, it's not Warren Sklar. It's David Ginsberg. Why did I say that?
I have don't no idea know. Why you said that.
How's it but going? It was a thing that I said. And that's true. Going? You do the In Touch with iOS podcast.
I do that that podcast, yes.
Sooner or later, I will come up with a statement that is true in this right. show. And that's the first one. And well, the other, whoops, we just lost Warren. Warren, where did you go, sir? There, I got to put him back. There he is.
What did you do to me?
I didn't do anything. What happened? You just like blooped out.
Your internet went out again.
Now, are you back home?
Yeah, I'm back home. I hit the wrong button. So there you go.
That was okay. Oh, so it was my fault then. I see.
It was my fault. I was about to like go all crazy on you for calling Dave me. So I went to reach for my keyboard and hit the wrong button. So
okay. Well, you had the chance to go crazy and you blew it.
I did. You just didn't see it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, and well, nobody else did either. So
there you go.
Yeah. Got some news of the weird before we get into the regular stuff, and Warren can relate to this because last year, was it last year or 2 years ago?
That we did the monitor
and the Mac Mini. That was like you just kind of threw the monitor in.
That was like 4 years ago.
Was it that long ago?
No, a long time ago. Yeah.
Okay, well, you sold me. It was a quad core Mac Mini.
You're going to talk about this. I'm going to like. Berate you again of how easy it was to fix that glass, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter because it's gone. It's gone okay. now.
It's in the trash.
It's not in the trash. I recycled it. I recycled it responsibly.
In other words, it's gone.
So let me tell you the backstory real fast on that.
Okay, go ahead.
So that came from I did a service call for somebody, a client.
Yeah. This was an Apple monitor.
Yeah, well, she had this Mac Mini and she had this Apple monitor. It was a Thunderbolt monitor, 27-inch.
Beautiful.
It had cracked glass on it. And she's like, I want to fix it. And I did. So I went on Amazon, and these are the ones that you could put a suction cup on and pull the monitor glass right off. It was an older Mac or monitor, I mean. I pulled the glass off, and then it's held with magnets on the back of the glass that you replace with and sticks right back on. It's like a $20 fix. So that about 3 months comes by and she's like, you know what? I'm buying a whole new computer anyways. And, do you want this? And she gave me the Mac and the monitor. And I'm like, sure. She had more money than she knew what to do with. So that's the backstory of how you got the monitor and the Mac.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I bought the Mac and you just kind of were like, oh, here, have this monitor too. So I was like, okay. So, I ended up.
Yeah.
And they were great. My brother Bill now has the Mac Mini because he was on a 2006 or 2007 iMac that was definitely on its last legs.
This was like a 14, I think it was, right? 14 or 15 Mini?
No, it was a 12. It was a late 12. It was the quad core.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It was the quad. I mean, those things still go for like $500-$600. Just because it's a quad core Mac Mini, and that was the only one I think they ever made back then. And then I had another Mac Mini. I don't quite remember how I got that one, but I gave that one to a friend of mine who was moving over from Windows, So then I didn't have any Mac Windows. Minis, and I just had the monitor, the Apple monitor. And then a couple days ago, the glass fell again and broke. And it was like, you know, because I was basically using, I don't have it here at the desk. It was this big clamp thing that you can attach a camera to. And I was using that to hold the glass to the top of it. And it was like, I'm just tired of dealing with it.
It was a $20 replacement from Amazon. I'm surprised it is.
Well, no, it's okay because for $175, I got a monitor that's disappointing. So it's an Asus HDMI, you know, so it's 1080p, so it's 1920 by, you know, whatever the other one is.
1080. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's like not the same size as the resolution that I have in the iMac, and the colors are a little weird, but I just installed it today, so I'm going to play with it some more. But it's okay. You know, I'll probably end up replacing this monitor with one that's a little better. And then I'll use this monitor for the new Mac Mini that I just bought last weekend from, it was this guy that I was just kind of looking in Facebook.
Yeah, I heard your story on the,
Well, maybe some people here have not heard the story, Mr.
But before you go that, you know, Apple does make a new monitor if you're interested in buying that one.
Sure. Yeah. And how much does that one go for?
It's like five something.
Oh, which one are you talking about?
The one that's 5000.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
The XDR monitor.
Yeah. I want to buy that for my 2012.
5000.
Yes.
It's a five something.
You know, for that much money, I'll just get a freaking iMac Pro. You know, and somehow connect these two in some weird way. Probably so, but anyway, Johnny, that was his name, or is his name, Johnny. And you have to say it like that, or it doesn't work out well. Johnny, I met him at a Starbucks near where he lives, and the actual transaction took like 30 seconds to pay him for the Mac Mini. But then we sat around for like 2 hours because he's an audio guy. So, you know, I was like, well, let's talk about microphones, and let's talk about, you know, mixers and condensers and just, you know, compressors and all this stuff.
Dave and I are just happy we weren't there.
Yeah. No, it was fun. He's a really nice guy. And
if you like talking about that stuff, go for it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we had a good time. So, but that took up the majority of the time that we spent together. So Johnny, thanks, dude. Anyway, we have other stuff to talk about. Quick takes. Oh yeah, yeah. No, let's spend the entire time talking about that. In quick takes, the Department of Justice sues Google, saying that they used their dominant market position to freeze out rivals. Say it isn't so.
First off, this is a quick take. I thought when we talked about this yesterday that either there's no way in heck that you're not going to make this a main story. So apparently, this is a quick take to you.
This is just a quick take. Just a quick take. Well, give me your thoughts.
Well, I mean, I think I made an example of, you know, same thing with Apple when it comes to, you know, them worried about having any antitrust issues. So a good example is the fact that now you can change your default browser and you can change your default email app to whatever you want. And they've had a stranglehold on that for years.
Yeah, you're talking in iOS and
iPad. In iOS and iPadOS, right. So you were never able to do that for all this time. And then now in iOS 14, you can. Gave that example only because, you know, Apple's starting to loosen things up a little bit because, you know, now this hits.
And they kind of have to.
Yeah, because now this hits, and I'm not surprised about the fact that Google, they're going after Google on this. I mean, they are dominant. I mean, in this market, you know, I mean, but you got to look at some of the search engines that are out there now. What Bing has 7%. Google is probably 85%.
At least.
And I'm just sorry, I had to laugh at that Facebook user saying, listening to my iPad AirPods Pro, why are you guys copying me? Okay. Only Dave and Warren have AirPods Pro. So you said that. So
These are iPad, these are AirPod Pros. They are.
Yeah. No, okay. Sure. So anyway. I'm not surprised. This is going to go on in litigation for years and years. That this is not going to be something that's going to get resolved. I mean, you just look at AT&T back in the old days when they got broken up, when Ma Bell got broken up, how many years that took. So, yeah, it is what it is, but I don't see it, any resolution for many years.
Probably not. What else we got over here? We got Microsoft adds a way to use your iPhone screen as a monitor for your Xbox. I wanted to be excited about this, but I just can't. And even in the story that I saw about this, they showed like an Xbox controller, and the iPhone was like on top of the Xbox controller, but it's still this little tiny screen as compared to, you know, using your Xbox on a great big monitor. And it's like, okay, you know, yay. If that's
if you have an iPad Pro 12.9, it's something, right?
It's a hell of a lot bigger than the Xbox controller.
No. You use a controller to control the game and use the iPad.
In the picture that they showed, there was basically, it was a phone that was on top of the controller.
And right. I'm saying replace that phone with a 12.9-inch iPad Pro, and now you have a larger monitor. And when I say to my son, Jacob, come upstairs, you know, with us, he's like, I'm in the middle of a game. Now he could, you know, now if he had a, you know, 13-inch tablet, he could bring it upstairs and continue his game.
Yeah, and spend more quality time with the family, because that's what he wants to do.
We don't tell him he has to... When we send him upstairs, we're not telling him he has to interact with us. We just want him out of the basement, so he knows what he needs to do.
That's funny. My wife is always sending me to the basement. It's a thing.
Might be a smell.
Could be. Could very well be. Thank you. Apple TV remote app removed from the App Store. However, the same thing is now built into the control center, so it's better. Probably easier to find.
It's the same.
Yeah. I mean, you look at it. It's working the same way.
But do you think that more people will use it now that it's part of Control Center instead of having to search for an app or have an app that's like front and center?
If they use it before, they're going to go on Google and find out what happened to it, and then it's going to say it's now part of Control Center.
Well, we're going to figure it out right now.
Well, the three people that might want to care about it, but yeah. Okay.
No, I use it.
I use it too. The Control Center is, that's how I've been doing it. No,
I'm going to use this remote instead. Sorry. This is the one I'm using from now on.
I've got one of those. My big complaint about it
is no Siri.
One thing. Yeah, no Siri. You can't speak into it and do that stuff. Which, you know, my wife is a huge fan of voice control of like everything.
Hello, so, computer.
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 She sends me like these Stephen King like long texts sometimes, and it's kind of like, Jesus, just call me if you have that much to say. Just call me.
Well, now we'll get to it, but with the 14.1 HomePod update, we might have something going here.
Touch away
with the intercom. The intercom feature instead of that. We'll talk about that. I have questions.
Okay.
I still got to figure it out.
That Dave put in. Well, if you guys can't figure it out, I'm like screwed. Warren put that in.
I put that in.
What is that? QB? Was that the name of the app?
Quibi.
Yeah. Quibi is dead.
No surprise. And
yeah. Well, I was surprised because I had no idea what it was. Until
exactly.
We talked about it
just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, we talked about it before. It's a short form video service that only worked on the iPhone at first, and you could turn it to have different views, and it had a few shows that lasted about 5 minutes each or something.
Jeffrey Katzenberg and Meg Whitman had to put all their marbles into it. It died.
So what's going to happen to those shows now? Are they going to get moved to YouTube or something? Well,
There was nothing of quality to keep. I mean,
maybe they'll end up on TikTok. You never know.
That's like 15 seconds, though, isn't it? Or is that all that those shows were worth?
Who knows?
Well, I've never used the service.
Eight minutes.
I have no Dave idea what it. The shows were like.
Dave and I got it for free with T-Mobile.
And
I still didn't use it.
And I still didn't use it. No.
Well, that says a lot about the quality of the shows.
What happened was a pandemic. I mean, they blame it on the pandemic. Right, because the service is supposedly really good for people who are like riding in an elevator and want to watch something, or in the subways, or in a, you know, a train, something to do for a few minutes, you know, like the bathroom. But, you know, people aren't going anywhere. So
Kevin Hart even had a short show. John Legend's wife was Christy Teigen. She had a stupid judge show that was so bad.
That's the one I watched the one time. So that was it. So.
Really? Was it that bad?
No,
it was all right. It was cute.
Okay. I mean,
whatever. 8 minutes of a judge show.
Yeah.
And she would have her husband on every other day, every other episode.
And her mom was a bailiff.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in COVID times, that certainly makes it easier to.
This was before COVID.
No, was it?
Wow. Yeah, okay. Yeah, and that really just throws that excuse out the window, then, doesn't it?
Yeah. It does. Moving on.
Moving on. Okay, to the main stories: iOS 14-1 and iPadOS 14.1. iOS 14 is out, and if you don't own an iPhone 12, this may be a bit of a meh for you. However, I believe that this is the version of iOS that will becomes pre-installed on the iPhone 12. 100%. You do get HDR playback for video and editing in photos that will be available or supported in the iPhone 8 and up. So it looks to me like this was mostly bug fixes, wasn't it?
Mostly.
I think so.
Yeah, let's take some of these. Address is an issue where...
The Shazam thing was before, right? This one, Dave?
Shazam is 14.2. Yeah, 14.2.
But this is 14.1. So it's going backwards. So that's right. They added it to the 14.1, but everybody's on 14.2. The main reason they did this is because, well, how's that?
No, it's the other way around. No, everyone's on 14, unless you have a developer account. Everyone right now, if they updated, they're on 14.1.
So it went from 14.01.1 to 14.1. Let me give you the backstory on this. 14.1, for some reason, got released last week. It was like around Monday. And I'm like, okay, why did this get released? I said, okay, great. I go look, and it doesn't come in over the air. So, and I'm not Warren Sklar, by the way.
I know. It's like I forgot to take all those Warren Sklar. I am not having a good StreamYard day.
Really misses me.
StreamYard.
You must have really missed
StreamYard right now. There's someone right now at StreamYard that is laughing hysterically at me.
Yeah. Well, anyway, 14.1 was... It was out for like a minute, and then it got pulled back. And then all of a sudden, I go on the developer account. A little while later, it says 14.1 GM Golden Master is in there, but you can't install it without you having to hook it up to the music or to the Finder and offload it manually. So what's the point? Who wants to install that on their phone? And even though it is probably a final release of the next version 14.1, then all of a sudden. Yesterday they decided to release it to in the wild, so now everybody has it. So we're going under the assumption that this version is going to be the version that will be on the iPhone 12, the 12 and the 12 Pro, at this point. Yeah. It does have some bug fixes, and I was just looking up what was on here. Just a lot of bug fixes, and like I said, the HDR stuff, and just the rest of it's just all bug fixes. Really, is really what was released to it.
So the Shazam isn't on that one yet, then?
No, Shazam is on 14.2,
which is just now in beta
4.
So what happened last?
There is a thing here that says fixes an issue where some emails and mail were sent from an incorrect alias. Now, is that part of them now allowing other email clients? Could that have been a cause of that? No. Or
that's separate.
Yeah. But that same bug that reverts back to the default, back to the default of a mail and Safari is back. Yeah.
But there was a thing, I think, with the last major update where people who got a new phone were having problems restoring it because the newer phone, their phones that they had were on a newer version of what came on the new phones. If you remember that. So people had to update their phones to the newest version, then wipe it again to restore the backups from their current phone. So So I think that's what they're trying to avoid this time, is basically basically that.
I don't know what Frank's saying, but we're live on Facebook, so
it's probably looking like it's okay here.
No, we're good. We're good.
Yeah, Frank. All right,
go on, Bugs.
Okay, Bugs.
Same thing with iOS, iPad OS 14. Not much else.
I don't really see much anything else there other than bug fixes.
Right, pretty much.
Probably should have picked a different story, like, I don't know, DOJ suing Google. who would have figured that would have been a main story?
So we had some good dialogue. We're all good.
Well, the HomePod update.
HomePod OS.
That's more important, HomePod OS, I think.
14.1.
That was big.
Yeah.
Did you wonder if the original HomePod was going to have the intercom feature? Well, you shouldn't have, since Apple said it was going to. However, it's now included in this update. So HomePod Mini, set up and automatically transfer your Apple ID, music, Siri, and Wi-Fi settings to the Mini. There's some Siri stuff in there. Anything, you guys see anything super important? Web search requests to HomePod can be sent from HomePod to your phone.
To an iPhone, yeah. Same with Maps. Cool. If you do a Maps.
Siri can now stop alarms, timers, and media across HomePod speakers. Voice recognition support for podcasts and with multiple users in the home. Intercom is going to be, this is actually, intercom I think is like the one of the biggest selling features of this device.
Amazon's done it since like 2 years ago. I've been using it for.
But it's not the same because, I mean, how well did that work going outside of the home? Didn't you have
It didn't work. Yeah. It only worked. Well, that's not true. It worked anywhere you had an Amazon device.
Connection?
No, a device, like an Echo thing. So, for instance, when my wife was working in New York City, she had an Amazon device. My beach house also has an Amazon device on the same network. So when I said, Alexa, A lady announced and made an announcement that went to New York City and the beach house too, which was cool. Cause I could, you know, my wife and when she was away in the apartment and my son and I were here, we could, you know, do that with each other. That was kind of neat too. But these go
back and forth, or was that just a one-way conversation?
Well, that's what an intercom is. It's same with Siri. It's basically it announces something, then you can announce something back, but it's one way each.
Okay, so it's sort of a two-way conversation. It just takes longer.
It's a text. It's like a message with voice is basically what it is.
You message it's like back. A voice text.
So my question is like, so my son has CarPlay. My son has CarPlay, and it's like, if he's just driving on the road, is somebody just going to like, Jacob, turn around, you know, whatever. Is it just going to like blow
take
it out?
Take your hands off her knee.
And it's going to be like, is it going to like scare the hell out of him? How is this going to work? Is it going to alert
she's
you?
She's after like, your money.
Run. Well, yeah, like it goes through AirPods too. So if I'm running with my AirPods
inside the house,
am I going to hear my wife saying, come home? I mean, how is this going to work? Like, seriously, is it going to like say something's coming in? Is something I warn you? I mean, that's a, you know,
I've seen a whole new genre of horror movies just based on this feature alone.
Just like somebody on their headphones, like, you know, what who was that and why? So yeah, anyways, I tried it out, but I have two HomePods and they're paired together. So when I tried it out, it didn't work because I guess it can't talk to the other one since they're linked.
Right. I noticed that too with my pair.
And then
they have to be outside of the network or something.
No, they can't be paired.
They can't be paired to each other. You have to.
Well, how hard is it? How do you unpair? How do you unpair them?
It's easy. I just didn't feel like doing it. No, it's
just go into it into the home set, the home kit, and say unpair.
Unpair, but I didn't do that. That's easy enough. So then I wanted to play with the phone thing. So in order to play with the phone thing with my family, you go into the home settings, and then under family, there's a thing where you could add them to your iCloud family, and then they get a prompt saying yes, which both my wife and son did not do. So I still can't test this out yet because they haven't done it. But
I wonder why.
Like, huh, wait a second. Do I want Dad to be able to call me through CarPlay?
Whenever I feel like it.
Yeah. So I asked my wife, I'm like, why didn't she hit accept? She's like, I didn't know what it was. I'm like, just hit it. I'm in the middle of the game, whatever. So I haven't tested it yet.
Words with friends.
She plays
messages with friends.
Bejeweled.
It's a new thing.
Something with Bejeweled. Jewels. Yeah. That's
what she does. What's the one with the butterfly? Is that Bejeweled?
I don't know.
There's like these butterflies that go, I don't know. My wife is like obsessed with that game.
She plays something with gems and jewels.
But I thought there any of the home settings, you have to have 14.2 in the beta because that's on Mac Stories. Those guys did a story on it, and they had everything configured through using 14.2, the beta.
Maybe. So. I don't know. Maybe that's the thing. But then with your test and my test, it didn't play on our phones on the beta, right? So that's what I found weird too.
Right.
Did it know it was me? Did it recognize my voice and realize not to broadcast to my phone at that point?
Well, now see, once I get a HomePod, what we'll have to do is sync all of our HomePods together. So
well, then you gotta come on my family account. I'm not letting that happen. So
yeah. Oh no, you should totally allow that to happen. Totally. Yeah, what could go wrong, Warren?
Who bought Star Trek seasons 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 on my iPhone?
No, I would no. You would know that's not me because I would never buy Star Trek. Next Generation season 1. That was a terrible season. I won't watch it.
Don't
watch the episode. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to make Warren pay for Star Trek The Next Generation season.
But
1.
I don't want to watch it.
Spite.
But now I have to watch it because I bought it.
Oh, man. Okay. So, I think that's about all we got on that. The last story I've got for tonight. Oh, this is a good one. I like this. Apple invents music television, guys.
Yeah.
I haven't checked that out yet.
And we still know the theme music.
That's 30
years down the line.
Instead of documentary I just watched on I forgot what channel that was. I just watched it.
And the guy on the moon with the MTV flag that changes colors back and forth, bringing on epileptic seizures everywhere.
Name three VJs. Go. Name three VJs.
Martha Quinn. Martha Quinn. Mark Goodwin. And Nina Blackwood.
Adam
Curry.
Curry, yeah.
He was, Adam Curry is the
podfather.
He's the podfather.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had an interesting
podcast. I named the three that were the most
podcast device.
JJ Jackson.
JJ Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
I used to watch
Alan Hunter.
Hey, he got them all.
Yeah, you know what's weird?
He's in front of a computer.
Nobody can name like the second group of MTV DJs because they were like, we don't care anymore.
Downtown Julie Brown.
There's the other one.
Wubba Wubba Wubba.
Now, for people who don't know what this is, it's a channel that broadcasts music videos
from 1980s.
All day and all night. What a concept. Also, you have no control.
Before the internet, we had to wait for our videos to come on.
Crazy. Yeah. If there was a video you really like, I mean, you walk in the door, it's like, oh man, I just
Michael Jackson missed Thriller.
Buggles again.
The Buggles, the first video they ever played.
Weird Al TV.
Video killed the radio star.
You ever watched Al TV? That was good.
Al TV? Was that?
Weird Al TV. It was awesome.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe that had been
Headbangers Ball.
Al Stewart or something.
Headbangers Ball.
Headbangers Ball.
Remote control.
In 120 minutes.
And all those jokes from comedians who would only say, do you remember when MTV played music?
Yeah.
That was like.
And then it was VH1 that everybody did that.
But all seriousness, I think Apple's doing this just because they're, you know, getting back, you know, just like they're doing the music. They're doing all that. Why not get into the videos? It looks like what they've done is they've got music videos, they've got interviews, and, you know, they're really just trying to enhance what the music app already has. I mean, it's part of your Apple Music subscription. So, but I think this is neat. I'm glad they're doing this. The videos are actually live. So I mean, whatever they're playing live, you're able to watch, like watching a channel. So.
What else? This could also, I mean, I don't think they will, because I don't know if Apple even wants to get into something like this, but they've started doing like short segments in the news app,
right?
You know, reading stories there. Why couldn't they do like a half hour back? Do you remember when headline news was 30 minutes long and you actually got watch it. The headlines? That was such a great.
It's not Nancy show. Grace with somebody that has been found missing.
Yeah. You know, but it was, and they got away from that. And now it's all opinion all the time. MTV? Frankly, I think that there is room for a 24-hour news service that has just headline news. And that's all that they do. They don't go, you know, I mean, you used to like back in the old days, Walter Cronkite, David Brinkley, Chet Huntley, whoever the guy was on ABC, because nobody remembers
Harry him. Reasoner.
Harry, ABC News with Harry Reasoner. They would come out
Max and, Robinson.
On every single night from 6:30 to 7 Eastern Standard Time. Peter Jennings.
Frank Reynolds. Frank Reynolds.
Dan Rather. They would come out and in 30 minutes with ads, they would tell you mostly, you know, the most important stories of the day.
They still do this. ABC World News with
Brian Jennings?
Muir. No.
Yeah, David yeah, Muir. David Muir. I watch it every night. It's exactly what you're saying it is. That's what it is.
Okay. That show hasn't changed. Well, Peter Jennings was doing it before.
It's fine. That's perfect.
Right, well, I'll have to check those out.
Watch every night.
I want to be able to turn to a channel and see the headlines within 15, 20 minutes.
6:30 News with Lester Holt.
6:30 ABC. Watch it. You'll be happy.
I will check that out. I will 5:30
Central.
Oh, see, now you're just confusing the issue.
I think CBS and NBC also does the same thing at 6:30.
Yeah. CBS News with Nora O'Donnell.
That was what they used to do. It was 6:30. You had the local news from 6 to 6:30.
Yeah, they still do
this. And then you had network news from 6:30 to 7.
Still. And then you got Jeopardy.
None of them do it anymore, ever.
This is my night, every night.
Don't blow my story.
I have to watch Jeopardy.
I watch news at 6, the world news at 6:30. Jeopardy at 7.
Wheel of Fortune at 7:30. I have to watch Judge Wapner and Jeopardy.
Wapner's on at 7:30.
Watch Judge Wapner.
Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune.
Dave, tomorrow
like to
we're
buy,
doing...
I'd like to buy an F, Alex.
Tomorrow we're doing our podcast during the football game, you know. You got to be quick. The Giants and Eagles. Got to watch it.
You got to bow out. You know, I know your dedication.
Giants and Eagles are...
Yeah, 1-5.
It's like, it's like watching the Washington football team. Meh.
We're all fighting for first place, man.
With 1-5 record.
Everyone's at 1-3.
That entire division is under.
We're all tied up pretty much right now. Yeah,
it's all 1-5.
Somehow or another, the Dolphins actually have a winning season.
They're playing well.
You know, this is a sure sign of the apocalypse, and the Patriots are not doing well. I don't know.
They're doing all right.
I'm
just happy the Dolphins are finally winning some games.
The Bears are winning ugly.
And a former Miami quarterback is doing really well in Tennessee.
Oh, Tannehill. They're undefeated.
Yeah. You know, and even when he was Miami's quarterback, it was like, God, I almost said a bad word there. All they needed was, I know this isn't the offensive line. They needed an offensive line. That's all they needed. Someone who could run block. And for whatever reason, all they kept doing was getting quarterbacks and wide receivers. Anyway. It was like, okay.
Yeah. Everybody's leaving.
So that's going to do it. That's going to do it for tonight. So we're going to say goodnight from NFL Live right here.
NFL Live. Right.
NFL Live on a 6:30 World News.
6:30 tonight. To 7 World Headline NFL World News. All right. Mr. David, how can people get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me at InTouchWithIOS at InTouchWithIOS.com. Warren's back on the show this week. And we got Mr. Jeff Gamet. Frank. We're fighting for a third win.
Yeah, isn't that the Pirates?
And I probably should. Warren, were you watching last night when I made my blunder about Jeff yesterday? You were already gone. So no one knows. I'm not saying a word.
Tell me after this.
Yeah, except you already did.
I didn't say anything. So, all right. In touch with iOS, intouchwithios.com and DaveG65 on Twitter.
Okay, Warren.
Yeah, about the same.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes it easy. If you'd like to get a hold of me, guy@mymac.com. The website is, what is the website? Vertshark.com with all the audios and the videos. I'm Mac Parrot on Facebook. No, Mac Parrot. I am so confused. In Twitter, Mac Parrot and Vertshark. If you would like to donate to the awful mess that I am tonight, go to patreon.com/MacParrot. Coffee.ko-fi.com/MacParrot. Wilbur.
What are you doing?
And what's the other one? PayPal.me. I'm having a senior moment. PayPal.me/MacParrot. And you can also go on over to the not the Facebooks. Yeah, well, you can go to the Facebooks and look up Vert Shark there. You can also go to the YouTubes, look up Vert Shark there and subscribe and watch those videos. I also do the MyMac.com podcast with Gazmaz on the weekends. We just had a fun-filled, freaky show. Occasionally, I drive in my car and do a podcast, which is so weird. And, of course, the Mac to the Future live cast that is usually, I'd say it's usually a little more structured than this, but I think a lot of people might disagree.
Nah.
Yeah. And someone is saying, hey, guy. Hey, Warren.
Hey, Warren.
We don't know who it is because it's Facebook user. Facebook if you user. Would like to see your actual name,
it's Corey Upchurch.
Go on over and go to StreamYard.com/Facebook. Click OK to let StreamYard display it. And don't try clicking on that.
That's not a clickable link. Sorry.
It's not a clickable link. I'm so very sorry. It is not a
StreamYard clickable link. StreamYard needs to update this.
Clickable link. Can't even speak. That is going to do it for tonight's show. And what a show it has been. Yes, yes, indeed. Warren, say goodnight.
Good night.
Yeah, Dave, is it a good night for
you? It's a good good night and bye-bye.
And it's a good night for me, so we will see you all, hopefully, next week. Right here, on the Mac to the Future livecast. Go.
Bye-bye.